Here at Rebirth the Podcast, we do not condone any form of judgment. Please reserve your judgment strictly for your parents. Otherwise, feel free to start your own podcast and share your thoughts and opinions there. Also, no one is accusing or implicating anyone in anything that could potentially be used against them negatively in the future. Thank you for watching.
Rebirth the Podcast.
You're going to get a little bit of, you know, the BTS.
A little BTS. They need to know how we coming in, what we feel about you.
You said something. Who favorite song was that?
My Baby Dad's.
Oh, okay.
My baby don't mess.
Hey, y'all. How do you know that's sad song?
That was probably his favorite song, like, back when we was talking. I don't know what the fuck the nigga favorite song is.
The song is really sad. That song, like, I went back and looked at the lyrics. He was going through it in that record.
I don't think it's
that. It's very sad.
What is that?
Oh, she thinks she got it. Just got it. Just don't get it because it's nothing.
I'm hearing Young Dirk. Lil Dirk. Nigga say Young Dirk.
You hear him? I don't hear him. I hear him in the speakers.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, Dirk. Okay, so boom. We're going to get the prayer started. We're going to get this episode started. And then, yeah.
Let's get it going.
All the good things. All the good things. All
right, let's go. Let's go.
I will usually grab Doe's hand. Shout out to Doe, too.
Shout out to Doe.
Thank you, God, for bringing us here today. Thank you, God, for making sure that everybody travels safely across state lines. Thank you for making sure that we're all here when we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to be here, to God, Jesus. I just want to ask that you give us all everything that we're looking for in life, to God, Jesus. Everything that we're aspiring for, everything that we're working so hard for, everything that we're putting so much dedication behind, to God, Jesus. I ask that we live in our purpose, to God. I ask that we move in your name, Jesus. And I ask that we move with your spirit, to God, Jesus. I just ask right now, God, that we move so purposely to God, Jesus, that everybody knows in the world that it is only because of you why we have these things and why we do what we do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Ooh, that one was soulful. They all soulful, but that one was extra. You put a little extra, like, breadcrumbs on the top.
A little seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
We're in New Orleans.
A little sazon.
You can get a little seasoning. No, not sazon in New Orleans. Relax. A little slap your mama out here.
Okay, okay.
All right.
A little slap your mama. A little slap.
A little Tony Sash. Sharice.
What's the green one?
I don't know.
Tony's?
That's slap your mama. Tony Sasharice?
It's like yellow, green. I think it's something.
That's Tony Sasharice.
Yeah, there you go. I never knew how to say
either
the last
way,
name.
There's no sazon out here. Thank God we made it to New Orleans, Texas for episode New Orleans, Texas. New Orleans, Louisiana for episode 32 of Rebirth the Podcast.
Live.
It's live every week. That's a whole time.
I didn't even know.
We don't be editing that shit. Y'all get what the fuck we got to give.
Raw and direct.
Whenever the fuck we feel like giving it. And today we feel like giving it in New Orleans, Louisiana for Mardi Gras. Shout out to New Orleans for accepting us and for holding us down and for making sure that we got a place to do a dope-ass podcast. Shout out to the Peddlers Avenue. We are here. We're ready to turn up.
Here.
I'm ready to show some titties.
It looks like you came prepared with the colors. You Mardi Gras'd out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You
I
got
will
the
not
green
be
back.
To, but whole time, I did. This was for a reason. I was like, let me get the green and the purple and then, you know, a little gold or yellow or however it goes. It's for a reason. Y'all get the fucking picture.
Yep.
Outside, nigga. I really am grateful, like, that Rebirth the Podcast is able to do stuff like this. Like, this is really dope.
Facts. Cross state lines with it.
Cross the state
lines. We travel this, y'all.
This is
a road trip?
We're international.
Come on, we global.
We're international, at least.
Come on now.
I don't know about being global, but we're definitely, like, you know,
in nationwide.
Within the United States of America, we've traveled. Come on. And we now. Did our shit. Shout out to us, nigga. How do you
shout
feel
to
about
us. It? High five. It feels great. Traveling here, it didn't kick in until we arrived. I was like, oh, shit, we here for a live show. This is kind of entertaining. It's kind of cool.
Did you feel a little thing when you crossed the state lines? Did it feel like crossed the state lines like I'm in Louisiana now?
It wasn't until they pointed it out, like, oh, this is the state lines, you know what I mean? Shout out to Nino, you know what I mean? Louisiana boy. He pointed it out on the way, and
yeah,
I was in the back kind of quiet. They're like, yo, you good? I'm like, I'm tired. I'm trying to reserve my energy for the show, you know
facts.
What I'm saying? Like,
facts.
Woke up early, traveled.
We did that.
And we here.
We're here. Shout out to everybody that made sure that we're here in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm grateful. I am appreciative.
So grateful.
Shout out to Braggadocious Network, always behind the cameras, even in New Orleans, Louisiana. She's here.
Chill. Ooh, let it rock a little bit.
Yeah.
And we got the producer in the building.
Shout out to Nino.
Hey.
Yeah.
That motherfucker so hard.
I swear to God it is.
I hate when it cut off.
Can you redo mine?
I hate when it cut off.
Can you redo mine? My shit's a little dry, regardless. Shout out to Braggadocious Network. Shout out to Nino.
Your boy Nino. I just dropped my single Bloodline, and now you're listening to Braggadocious Podcast.
Come on, man.
Braggadocious.
Hey.
When did y'all, these niggas be linking up? Niggas be doing shit.
You know, niggas be talking.
I mean, hey, man, get your fucking row out. Get your row out. Do your shit. Shout out to Nino. Shout out to Triways Media, always.
Big Doe.
Triways Incorporated.
Love you, Doe.
Doe. Get well soon. He has the flu, so he wasn't able to make it with us to New Orleans today. But, I mean, we thoughts, we're prayers, we're good things. I see Trill got his electrolytes with him.
Oh, you got to keep them, man. You got to keep them, man.
I got some, too. I think this nigga is prepared to be outside for this evening.
I got some, too, at the bottom right here.
So, these niggas, y'all ready to go outside?
I've been outside. I'm ready to work.
I'm just saying, like, after this, what are we doing?
We could see.
Giving a little something.
We can see what's going on. I got
to
get
some. And Demi is today. We can go to a parade. We can catch a little parade.
I do need to get some souvenirs.
That part. Get you some beads and shit. They going to be throwing them shits. It's easy. I swear to God it is. Shout out to us, too. Shout out to Rebirth the Podcast for episode 32 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Shout out to Peddler's Avenue, the Sneaker Peddler on Instagram, for inviting us into this beautiful space. Y'all see it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They should be able to see it, right? Are they able to see it?
If you can't see, you
come, bring your ass here and see it in person.
Stevie.
Drive up here and come see it in person.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you bring some money with you.
Follow them on Instagram. Make sure that you see everything that they have to offer. And make sure that you come up here prepared to spend some money on some exclusive shit.
Please.
Some shit that you can't find nowhere else.
Please.
Except at the Peddler's Avenue.
Hey.
We got motion. Like, we got like, motion like crack
like cracking the 80s.
Motion like cracking
we
80s.
Here.
We got cracking the 80s podcast always with us every Wednesday. This shit is lit. We lit. We outside.
Hey.
Bitch, we outside tonight. Speaking of being where you're supposed to be at and doing what you're supposed to do and, you know, just having good vibes where you go, we're going to get into the sound off segment of the podcast.
Let's get it. Sound off, Ben. Sound off. Oh, did we introduce and what the name of this episode is? Episode 32?
I did say episode 32, right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, episode 32. Oh, this episode is called Do What You Wanna.
Do What You Wanna. Do what you want. You can make that to a fucking song.
Right. It is a song already.
Oh, okay.
In honor of us being in New Orleans and Rebirth, the brass band. They have a brass band named Rebirth.
Rebirth and some podcast shit. Real talk. They got a brass for real?
Yes.
You gotta learn me. This, you know what I mean? This is my second time.
Lit. They're legendary in New Orleans. But shout out to them for making this song called Do What You Wanna, which really goes into the sound off segment of the podcast. Please do whatever the fuck you want to do. Nobody is forcing you. Nobody's gunning nothing to you. Do what you want to do. I never in my days went to a grocery store and decided that I was going to talk shit about the Coca-Cola just because I like Pepsi. Like, never in my days. Like, never in my days of living my life have I ever made it my business to be or do or be around anybody that I choose not to fuck with or do anything that I choose not to do or do anything that I could have done. Hey, man, you got to check your shit. Hey, do what you want to. Do what you want to. Do whatever it is you would like to do. And then after you do that, guess what happens after that? You have to hold yourself accountable for that because you did whatever you wanted to do.
You made the choice.
You made a choice. But I tell you what, them people that work down there at the Pepsi plant, they don't spend all day motherfucking talking shit about Coke. They just make Pepsi, put it on the shelves.
You lose.
And niggas buy Pepsi. And then the people down there at Coca-Cola, they don't spend all day mulling over about what the fuck is going on at Pepsi. They make Coca-Cola, they put that shit on the shelves, and people choose whatever the fuck they want to choose. You're able to do whatever the fuck you want to do. Nobody's...
Free will. They call that free will. Come on now.
Shout out to New Orleans, the state and home of people doing whatever the fuck they want to do. They do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Whatever the fuck they want to do out here. I was learned. I'm still learning, but I learned the first time.
They do whatever they want to do out here. Mind you, it's a good time. It's a good time and it's a good vibe and it's a good feeling. Like, that's why I was asking you, did when you crossed the state lines, like, did you feel
the I get rejuvenated? It felt like a different energy. I felt a little energy, you know what I mean? It could have been the liquor. Or it could have been the...
Because they sell that shit 24-7 out here. 24 hours.
All right, I ain't saying nothing wrong. Hey, look. Nothing's wrong. I could walk outside and drink this.
All day.
Come on now.
You know what I mean? Get you a little sip here or there. You know, all the things. We appreciate New Orleans for having us, and we appreciate y'all for making sure that we have a good time. Show me a good time. Y'all hit me up. Let me know where I need to go eat at.
I appreciate all of the warning signs on the way with the look out for suspected human trafficking. I was like, damn, it's like that bad out this motherfucker? Like,
not human trafficking.
We was on the interstate and it was just signs. Like, they had, you know how they got one that say one word and then the next phrase is right. That shit was like, if you see something, say something. And they had a picture of a little girl in a passenger seat like this with the sad face. I'm like, damn, bro, that's terrible because it's funny. Because the signs exist, but it's not funny because that shit is real.
It's really happening.
That they got to put a billboard. They paid for that.
But shout out to New Orleans for actually doing something about it, because as much as it's happening here, I know it's happening in other states. And shit, we don't got no billboards.
Atlanta, y'all niggas get y'all shit right over there in Georgia. That shit's terrible.
Texas, Houston.
Right by the border, too.
Mm. I mean, hey, man, we don't get no billboards out there. So shout out to you niggas.
Shout out to that for real. Making it known that it's a thing. Because, you know, something like that is very real.
It is.
It exists, but... You live a regular life. We live regular
lives.
We're not expecting it, or we don't think about it if it doesn't hit our doorstep. So, shout out to y'all for keeping that shit on niggas' minds.
Facts.
When they in the back seat sipping liquor.
Stay conscious while you drink.
Responsibly.
Okay. I'm not drinking and driving this weekend. Shout out to my cousin for making sure that I have a designated driver this weekend, because I'm planning on getting fucked up.
Shout out to Trill. If it wasn't for him, I would be driving on my own.
I'm planning on getting fucked up, myself. They have liquor every corner store, every grocery
Walmart,
store.
Walmart, apparently.
Every place that you turn out here, they have either liquor or daiquiri or corner store that has pint, fifth, whatever. I mean, whatever you need.
They might have some in this motherfucker. You look around hard enough, nigga. Shit.
They got a bottle of liquor for every bump on your face down here in New Orleans. I love that, though, because I'm alcoholic, low-key.
See, you know, acceptance is the first part.
That's how you get to the root of the issue, is when you just go ahead and say it and get it off your fucking chest.
And then people can't use it against you.
And then don't, right. I checked myself before I ripped myself. You could never tell me anything.
You whore.
I said that shit. Fuck out of here.
Come up with something else.
What's your sound off, twin?
These Apple Vision Pros motherfuckers out here, man.
Did they deny you?
And it's low-key, it's hate.
Okay.
It's hate.
I knew it.
I want one.
It was coming.
I want one.
I knew it was coming.
But I'm not dropping 35. Four bands if you keep it a buck. If they got taxes, if you want to get insurance on the shit.
That's a car.
That's a nice car, too. That's like a
nice fucking car.
A down payment on a house. But I'm jealous. I do want one. And I'm seeing these motherfuckers. I seen a nigga driving with one the other day. Straight in the whip, just. And
how did that work?
It was a Tesla. It was driving itself. That made me even more, man. I'm like, this nigga.
So you want a Tesla and the fucking Apple Vision shits?
I just want more money.
Because you can't drive that Malibu with the fucking Apple Vision.
Hell no.
I'm sorry. Everybody doesn't need to know this yet.
We going good. Right over that.
Just pretend I said it and then.
She talking about the drink, y'all.
Yeah. Mind your business, bitch.
Them shits look cool. I'm not going to lie. We in the future, yo.
I don't want to be that far into the future, though. It's giving too much in the future.
I thought this was going to be 10 years ago. It's just catching up.
I don't like how the future is turning out. That shit is too much. It's extensive for me.
Yeah.
I'd rather not. I'd rather not have on the vision goggles and all of the things, like all of the shit that they're doing for the future. I'd rather not have a car that drives itself. I'd rather not have a robot to come bring me my fucking food. Like, I'd rather not have none of that shit.
It's crazy that all of that shit does exist already.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Drones. I don't want it, though. Right. I don't want none of this shit. I'm cool on it.
I'm just hating. I do want it, but just, I can't get it right now. Unless one of y'all want to buy it for us.
So you'll be one of the type of niggas who have, like, the smart house and the smart car and the smart, like, all of the smart shit.
I would want it to be a B student. Lord, I don't need it to be that smart. I need it to be smart enough to where I could use my phone to control my AC, but I don't want it too smart to where it's doing everything for me. I want to still have some control, you know what I mean?
Wonder if they're one and the same.
Feel like it might be at this point.
At this fucking point, Apple. But I really want that 15 too at the same time.
The phone? Yeah. I'm on a 10 right now. I was just telling you, I got one lens on this bitch.
I got a 13. It's fine.
My shit barely work.
They got to have a whole different charger and everything for the 15. So it's giving, like, bitches can't even charge their fucking phone when they want to. If they're around regular Apple
chargers. Niggas will judge you. They'll start judging you. Oh, you got a 10?
Fuck them people.
Got to put my phone in my pocket. Fuck them people.
It's beef. It's big beef.
Pause.
Do you think that the world has gotten over the whole Meg Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj situation?
Yeah, that shit died out.
Think it's dead now?
Yeah, that shit is long
gone.
We need
new beef.
Yeah.
We need fresh beef. We need grade A beef at this point.
Angus.
Right. I mean, Ice Spice and Lotto, is that?
That's beef light.
Is that?
That's like imitation beef.
Yeah, it's kind of giving soybean.
Yeah, it's a little like... Yeah, it's definitely imitation beef. Impossible burger, if you will.
It's giving an impossible Whopper.
Yeah, impossible. Which is not bad. I'm sure it's cool.
I really don't even know where the beef stems from. That's my thing about it. Like, where did this originate at? Or are y'all just trying to force us into feeling like
I feel like there wasn't a... The fact that we don't know is kind of proof that
right,
it's kind of...
Right, what started it? I need to know what started it.
Oh, I remember. I remember what started it. So, there was a video where I think... This is either intentional from Lotto's side, which could have been like publicity stunt shit, but there was a video of her with a homegirl in like a Sprinter van, and in the back it was a TV that had Ice Spice on there. But the line where she put it out was about like haters or somebody being trash or some shit. I can't remember the specific line, but it was very convenient that she chose to have Ice Spice on there, allegedly. That was where the beef
started. So you feel like Lotto was malicious?
I feel like it was calculated.
I feel like they were on a Sprinter van, bitch, and your video popped up. And don't reason with you into it. But, I mean, hey, whole time, if you bitches want to go song for song, I'm ready for that shit. I love it. I love the bitch you think you the shit. You're not even
see y'all on the floor. I told her, get up. I'm here for the women rap beef because the niggas ain't doing
bitches
it.
Bitches be thick, but I be thicker. That was my part. That is my favorite part.
That beat like, hard.
Right.
That beat go crazy.
I have heard the Lotto shit though. When she's pulling up in whatever
Sunday service.
Yeah, I haven't heard the Sunday service.
Shout out to Haji World. He produced. He did the video on that. She was in NY shooting that. So like,
I saw that. She pulled up like real deep with a whole bunch of black trucks and all of that other
in
stuff.
The Bronx.
Okay.
She came shots to her fired. Crib.
It's giving. I think Lotto just want to fight with this girl.
Yeah. Do y'all not think that it's because Lotto took Cardi's side and then Spice's Nicki Minaj part.
Oh.
When did this happen? That was another thing that I. Like,
that was again, a thing.
When did that happen? When did she take.
The Barbie song that just went number one.
Yeah, well, we know that Ice Spice is. But when did she publicly was like, yeah, fuck that whole Meg too? When did we ever see that?
Spice never said that.
Right. So we're just making.
I think it's just intended. Like,
yeah,
we're
pushing a narrative.
No, we not pushing it. They are.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Social media. They push. Mind you, I've seen the same thing that he's saying. I was like, okay, y'all trying this really hard.
That's where we at nowadays with beef, with rap beef. It's niggas that's beefing. Like, when was the last real?
If we get
beef?
More songs where bitches are going at it, I'm not mad at that.
We don't even get songs no more. We get Instagram posts.
Right.
When was the last real like beef? It probably was like what, Drake Meek Mill, Drake Pusher or some shit. When it was like over a real thing, not just niggas is just trying to get streams or something.
Nah, King Von and FBG Dub.
Yeah, that's
he died.
That was life. That wasn't even real rap beef.
Like you had to get mortal.
Get morbid. That was real. I mean, yeah, them niggas was. But even that though,
niggas
like
with the jail and everything behind this shit.
That obviously was real, but they were like living in the same town. They had prior history. I mean, like some rap shit that started as rap shit, but went left because of something.
I know some shit.
Is it public to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay.
That old Bobby Atoff. It's beef, bitch.
Bobby back.
I don't know if it's rap beef or pod beef or whatever beef it is. But stop interviewing our fucking people, bitch.
Ooh.
And then misconstruing what people are saying when people are saying what they're saying. She thought you said magician. She said she thought what she thought. And the fact that you don't know that, or the fact that you was trying to play on that, I don't know. I feel like...
Bobby back. I thought she went away.
I thought the bitch wasn't doing this podcast shit no more. I thought I had free reign to do what the fuck I needed to do.
Nah, Bobby back, and she divorced her husband. She back.
She really back now, twin. She said, oh, word, we got Riri out there, and she, what?
You scared, bitch?
Mm.
You scared?
Come on, get your shit on. She watching.
Are you scared, bitch?
Let's get a pop pop.
We're in New Orleans, bitch. I'm outside. Any hood, every hood, bitch. I'm good. What the fuck is up, Sukiana? I knew what the fuck you was talking about. Fuck that hoe, Bobby. It's the cardigan. That hoe can't understand what the fuck you got going on for that loud ass, wool ass motherfucking cardigan that hoe had on, or probably some shit.
It was too warm.
It was too fucking long and too loud.
Bobby single now. Niggas in the comments talking about they want smash and shit.
Fuck that hoe. Smash that hoe. Train that hoe. Whoa. Let's go. Let's move on. Let's move on. Okay, so Kim Kardashian and Odell Beckham are a thing, obviously. I didn't know that.
For real?
Right. I'm today years old. I didn't know. It's a whole fucking thing.
My nigga said, yo, I might not have another year. We lost to the Chiefs. I got to find something.
This nigga got a whole baby mama. What happened to the baby mama?
That don't stop nothing. You think that's going to stop something? This celebrity ass nigga?
That shit crazy.
This the same nigga that was on the boat with, like, Trey Songz and these niggas with their shirts off. Right after a game.
It's giving Taylor Swift and your boy, and then Odell and Kim.
If I see Kim at games next year, bro. It's for banter. I don't know. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Taylor's up there. Nigga saying Kim. All
right, 1, 2, 3.
Rebirth the podcast.
All right. Praise God. For a little break. Like a Kit Kat. So, boom. You don't want to see Kim at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't want to see. Not even at the Super Bowl. I just don't want to see Kim being.
At football games.
Being promoted at football games. Like. And this, you know what's even funnier? She is a brand. Taylor's a brand. But they flash to them like they showing up a Coca-Cola, a Budweiser or some shit. It's like, damn, this is how far we've come.
I thought Taylor was going to have Kelce at the Grammys. That bitch was like, I'm going solo, nigga. I'm flying solo. I'm going to be at every one of your games, but when I go to the Grammys, carry your ass.
Every time you score, I score. Like, they show her. Yeah, like she scored a touchdown and shit. He can't even get his full celebration and they flash into her.
Well, at least Kim gonna know how to do the swag, sir. Like, she gonna know how to do a little something. It's gonna be a little something.
I hope. Kim got a little bit of, what'd you call that? A little rhythm?
I don't know if she has rhythm or not. But she dated a black nigga. She got a little black in. She had got some
three black
kids. She had some black in her.
What Kanye say? Would you like any black inside you?
She had a little black in her before, so I expect that swag surf to be a little bit more proper.
A little bit more seasoned.
Yeah, a little bit more seasoned.
Unlike Bobby. Like, what all says say? You dry. You ain't got no flavor.
Right. And then the thing about it is, I really don't like that you keep interviewing people that you know are popular to our culture. It's offensive. It's the fuck offensive. There's no pale white people that you can go, like, sit up there and interview. There's nobody that you can go get up there and
you know what the problem
about what the
is,
fuck they got going on.
The problem is ours are the one that goes viral because that's our algorithm. She interviewed my man Dwight from The Office.
She did?
Really good interview.
She interviewed Dwight Schrute?
Rainn Wilson, hell yeah. She interviewed my guy.
I'll go watch that.
That shit don't go viral to us because Instagrams, they show us what they want us to see.
Right.
It's kind of corny when you really think it's... That's what's really going on. But.
It is corny. Because now, like, we have no choice but to capitalize off black people and what the fuck they got going with themselves.
It's honestly sad because it's like it made people not like Bobby. And maybe she has reasons to be hated, but it's like, so what the fucking internet showing us?
I still don't like you for my own personal reasons. It has nothing to do with the internet or anything like that, bitch.
Pull up.
Pull up on me. Again, back to black people and being exploited. I feel like Shannon is doing the same thing though.
You think so? Unk. Ooh, put it. Let me see. Let me hear what you got to say.
Big Unk, Uncle Shay Shay. Hear me out.
Rebirth the podcast.
Cause I know who you're gonna have on the show next. It's gonna be Taraji. I already know what you're about to do. I know you're about to do this. Let's all, every black person, get up here and trauma bond and just tell everything that's going on in their lives. But it's really capitalizing on black drama. It's capitalizing on what the fuck we got going on and making money off of it.
Is it that bad because he's a black dude doing it?
Yeah, it's even worse. It's giving Uncle Tom.
So Bobby can do it, but Shay Shay can't do it.
I said neither one of them bitches can do it.
And then Shay Shay is doing actors. Like they all is they attacking a community right now of actors
during Black History Month.
That's what I was gonna say. It's BHM.
But Oprah not paying. That's what Taraji's problem was. Oprah not paying the Ducats.
No, but she wrote a letter to Oprah and said that she was sorry, and it wasn't Queen Oprah. Wasn't Queen Oprah?
Monique called her queen too.
Again,
it's all messy, man. I don't have a problem with Shannon doing it, but I feel you.
I have a problem with anybody doing it because there are so many different things that you could be highlighting this month that has to do with us. There are so many other things that could be said about our community.
You're right. Let's bring it back to Vince McMahon.
Who's not in the community.
He wore a do-rag a couple times, though.
Man.
And he said, nigga, they was letting him get away with
this.
This
is what
nigga.
I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
So this is what I think it is. It's our community, and I don't even mean all black people, because all black people don't go through this. We, in this country, by history, not everyone, but history is against us in a way where we have to, or it's been promoted, the exploitation of us to get success.
Forever.
So it's like it's fucking it slaves. Sucks. It's America's success story is off of fucking that shit, off of some bullshit.
Exploiting the black person. Stop doing it.
It's just it's a real industry. It's crazy when you think about it. Rap music.
Everybody makes money off sports, of being black. Everybody makes money off
entertainment.
Of being black, knowing a black person. They sell drugs, man. Having a child by a black person. Just being black affiliated makes you money. Personally, like
go,
I just
go more on that.
Nah, I just said about Kanye West's wife and ex-wife. Everybody is nobody would care. You know what I mean? Like nobody would care.
Everybody want to be a nigga.
If
nobody want to be
black
a nigga.
Adjacent or black. You know, nobody gives a fuck.
I look at it both ways. It's just the part when it goes. Cause it's like everybody, like I said, everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga. Cause we cool. Everybody wants the
y'all
cool
don't
wanna thing.
Y'all want to have the nigga struggle.
Yeah, everybody wants to be cool, but when it turns into exploitation and using, is that's when I do have a problem with it.
And then I feel like it's not just their community that's doing it. I feel like it's our community doing it to ourselves at this point. Yeah. Like I'm literally sitting up here talking about Shannon Sharp.
And we love Unk. I love Unk.
I just said what I said. I mean, like literally. Still, I hope that y'all watch this YouTube channel. Watch this, subscribe to this motherfucker. Run me up like Shannon too. Tongue ran up.
So you seen the Monique interview?
I saw Monique. I said what I said had to say about Monique last week about how I feel like she was kind of riding Cat Williams' coattails.
You did say that.
That whole episode. But then, too, that was only because I had only gotten like 30 minutes into it. She had a 3-hour interview, too, as well. And then that's, again, that just speaks to my point how black people just will ramble on about another black person, but when it comes to white people and white oppression, we're not rambling on anymore. Our civil rights activists would be fucking upset.
Saying Malcolm X rolling over in his grave.
Malcolm
right
X and Martin Luther King at least had enough motherfucking sense to at least goddamn come together. I don't give a fuck if you feel like different from me or not. I feel like we're all fighting the same fight. And the nerve of us to go out here and show these good white people that we're not even united in our own fight.
Do you think it's a race thing or a class thing? Because at the end of, when Martin got killed, he was trying to bring poor people together, which, you know, I mean, that surpasses just black struggle. Poor is poor.
Well, since we're talking about that just in particularly, what I was just saying as far as the struggle, poor, rich, whatever, I feel like one black person's struggle should be everybody
I feel
who
you.
Is black struggle. Like, you, there's no way that you shouldn't feel a way just because you got more money than me. You should feel nice. Even more of a way because you have more money than me and I don't.
Unless the way you got that money was off of the backs of niggas that you was exploiting.
Man, you get black people support black people all fucking day. How else did you get it? You got it from being a black person. Because we supported you. White people ain't out here buying y'all shit. I'm going to move on. I'll get deep. It'll go deep. It'll go real deep. But Shannon, stop that shit, nigga.
I say keep going, nigga. I'm here for the content.
Right? But, like, why is it so important to us? Why do we care whether or not Monique and Oprah make the fuck up or not?
Because they showing it to us.
We care about drama. basketball wise.
Adds no money to my pockets. Adds nothing, no value or bad nothing to my club. Goddamn life. Adds none to my life. Mind you, I do want to know because I'm nosy, but who gives a fuck for real? Feed me some information that could really help me.
You know they're not doing that. Well, they are, but they're not promoting it. That's what I'm saying. It's the fucking internet and the algorithms. The future, where we at now? Like, there's robots controlling what the fuck we see. Like, for real. Like, that's... Facebook has lawsuits every fucking year because they're trying to say they promoting shit to the kids that they shouldn't be saying.
You fucking... Let me tell y'all something. Miss me with all of that shit. Please. Again, you're smart... I don't want a smart house. I barely want this fucking smartphone. Okay? I don't want none of the shit. I want to be able to control all my shit. I want to open my motherfucking key, open my door with a key. I don't need to be pressing no goddamn buttons and doing all this. I feel like that takes the fuck longer.
But it's convenient.
You mean to tell me I got to unlock my goddamn phone and then unlock my goddamn app and then unlock my goddamn door? Bitch, I could just pull my fucking key out and unlock my goddamn door.
But what about convenience, though?
That does not. That's exactly my point. That is not convenient.
Personal experience. I have an app on my phone that controls my thermostat.
Cute.
I could sit in my bed and change that shit as opposed to get it. We already programmed to use our phones. That shit sleep. That shit right next to me when I sleep. I check that shit in my sleep. It just ain't nothing. Boop boop.
What AC. You gonna do when your phone die?
Charge it.
And then wait to turn your thermostat into your fucking phone charger?
Hell yeah.
I'm not doing it. Let me tell you something. The shit'll be, it's fine. Like, you mean, like, I'll be all day if I had to wait on my goddamn phone to charge and do all this and that. Like, nigga, I'll be sweating. I'm about to go change that shit myself. Fuck all this shit. Fuck it. Fuck that
fuck
shit.
Fuck the future.
Not fuck the future. Y'all can live in it happily like however y'all want to, but just don't judge me.
So you gonna live like a rural life?
I'm going to live like how I'm living right now. Like, that's too much, y'all. Dude, it's too expensive. It's too much. I had the conversation with somebody today about the Tesla cars, and I was like, okay, so they say that you save on maintenance because, you know, the car is electronic, but wonder if something breaks on an electronic car. Don't you think that's a little bit more expensive, like, than any other car?
The maintenance is probably a lot more. They sell it to you on that, but you got to have... First of all, you got to have charging stations near where you stay in.
That's how they get you. Like how my grandma would say. That's how they get you. How they fucking get you. They get you with that bullshit. Oh, this is so much better than you. Is it really? You tricked me into feeling like that. I don't want to do that shit. I'm off it. But you, I mean, you get your robot or whatever the fuck you got going on. I'm going
to have one. With my Apple Vision Pros on.
Keep that shit.
He gonna pull up. He gonna be here at the pod soon. Don't worry.
Hey, quick question. Wasn't y'all happy when Cash App came out?
Was y'all?
Was it not convenient? Did it not change your lives?
I can do without Cash App right now. Like, it's not even that serious.
But did it make it more convenient?
To send people money?
Or not to have to carry money?
Not to have to carry money.
Really both. Not to send money, carry money. Most people didn't even have bank accounts until Cash App came around.
And that's sad.
Some niggas be out here living trifling, man.
And that's a sad fact.
They need the scams.
And that's a sad ass motherfucking fact. If you've never had a fucking bank account before Cash App came out, and then Cash App is your only form of fucking banking, let's get it together.
I know niggas to this day.
They even got Chime now. Like, they got other shits. Like, yeah. Niggas don't need Cash App, bro.
Chime is popping. I fuck with Chime.
But Cash App made the way for Chime. They a digital bank, too. True. Like, all them digital banks. Cash App made the way.
Right.
That's true.
And, like I was saying, just grow the fuck up. Get that shit together, man. Don't nobody gotta have no motherfucking Cash App. I mean, mind you, I had Wells Fargo, and then... After I burned my account, then I got Cash App. You know what I mean? Like, it's reasons why. Cash App should never be your first shit.
Honestly, I feel you, but I'm saying the opposite because the banks, they more of a scam than the niggas that was scamming to get and have to use Cash App now.
Fuck this whole shit.
Banks give you maintenance fees just to hold your money. Just burn it down to the fucking ground.
Burn this bitch down. Can a computer help us figure out who has the best food in New Orleans and where are those best spots at? Because I'm trying to look for that shit.
We got a child. I hope you don't fuck something up.
We literally have to go eat when we leave here. They coming to get them sneakers. She need a child size. She wear 4C. Hey, y'all. Welcome in. Happy Mardi Gras. We love that for y'all. Alrighty. Like I said, y'all, we at the Peddler's Avenue. Rebirth, it's a sneaker shop. Podcast. Y'all can pull up and get sneakers and all that type of stuff.
Is the
beautiful family
there?
Just came in.
And it wasn't even back there when I went. What?
Best food spots in New Orleans. What are you excited to eat from out here?
I was just hoping. I was hoping that you could put me on to some spot. I came out here. I had Mother's, I believe, when I was
here. Let's go. Like, when we leave here, let's go.
I'm not hungry right now, but
nigga said that he's not hungry right now. Not a problem. I haven't eaten all day. Like, you must have ate today.
Yeah, I definitely ate before we came.
I haven't eaten anything, so I'm fucking hungry.
What spots, like, what's the best kind of food you think for a visitor coming to Louisiana, New Orleans in general? What's the best shit they could eat?
Any hood spot. I would say that soul, like, food? Any corner store, any place, like, Oat Manchu's is very good if you want some, like, good chicken, you know what I mean? Like, the Chinese rice and stuff like that. What other places are good? There's a place called Chicken and Waffles on Claiborne. Yes, and it's called Chicken and Waffles.
But they got, like, obviously they got
other chicken
shit
and watermelon. I'm sorry.
Chicken and oh, they went extra black.
It's good, though. It's good shit. They have the different flavors of chicken wings and stuff like that, and then they got gourmet fries and stuff like that. It's a food truck out here called It's Nola Baby Food Truck. I swear to God, I'm really trying to get to you. And it's a lady out here. Man, don't get my you trying to show how fat I be. I see what the fuck just happened here.
Gotcha. What can you say? Gotcha.
I see what just happened. Nigga just tried to get me to show my hand. True fat girl. Girl,
really. Nah, it sounds like you got to see. If anybody asks me spots, I'm gonna give you like two spots tops. Mm-hmm. I don't really be having like
I got spots out here. All of the spots are out here. They're really good. I cannot wait.
This was number one on Keith Lee's list.
You went low.
I mean, it's got to be for a reason.
You went low,
Keith.
Let us know where to go eat at. I mean, I don't know. Whole time, the places that he went. I mean, I guess.
It ain't. Did you it name any
the
of them
spots.
Just now?
No, it ain't the hood spots. Man. It ain't the spots that I know. So I mean, different strokes, different folks. But still, shout out to New Orleans. Shout out to the food. We definitely gonna get us some while we here. I'm ready. I'm hungry now.
Is Mother's out here? Did I make that up? Or was that Georgia? I know I had it in Atlanta, but I think it's
Brothers
out here
Chicken is out here.
Oh no, this is this was a restaurant. This might have been
Brothers
in Atlanta.
Place.
No, it couldn't have been in Atlanta because it was out here. Mother's.
Brothers.
They got a Mother's too. Mother's Soul Food, I believe. It's a soul food.
Well, look
spot.
It up right now. Tell us what it said. We probably go there when
she
we
said
leave.
Yes. It's fire.
Ma'am, she fire. Said yes. There's a Mother's.
Fire.
Okay.
Fire.
Confirmed. Is it fire? Let's go.
Fire.
Fiery crab.
You like seafood?
I love seafood.
I'm allergic to certain, so I can't really indulge like I like
shit's
to.
Shit's a little expensive this season, but I mean, we love some seafood. Who doesn't?
Hey, we in Louisiana.
Shout out to New Orleans. Shout out to today. Shout out to us being
shout
here.
Out to the South.
I'm about to go eat me some goddamn food as soon as we leave from up here. The Endymion Parade is also while we're out here as well.
They
so
got
I
mean, food?
I don't think they have food at the parade. They have people, you know, set up on the side and stuff like that. They
can little vendors.
But look, since we're in New Orleans, speaking of New Orleans and people from New Orleans, Birdman linked up with Lil Wayne recently. Did you see that picture on Instagram?
No, I missed that. For real, for real?
Yes. I saw they took a picture together, and it was a recent picture as well. I don't know if it was out here.
Probably Miami.
I don't know where niggas was at.
Oh,
I heard
about Popeye's chicken. Oh, I seen Birdman at Popeye's. I did see that. Was it at the same time?
Birdman was at Popeye's out here in New Orleans. That was because he was at the M-Line Ball the day before. So he was down here for a ball that they had. And then after that, he did go to a parade, and he did buy a whole bunch of food at Popeye's. Nigga, pull up to where we about to go. So where we about to go?
Somewhere.
Is he still here?
I would like an order. But back to Wayne and Birdman. That's a beautiful thing.
They
like,
did, right?
That's making amends.
I want the fucking album. Like, can we get the album now? Like, that was
a
really
Weezy,
cute.
You want a Weezy album?
I would like the Weezy album. I would like the album. Like,
oh, everybody out of jail too, ain't it? The Hot Boys can come back.
And
BG out.
Wayne said that he was not above or below a Hot Boys reunion tour.
That'd be fire. I'm not. It would sell.
They're
like
waiting on BG, is what Lil Wayne said. He said he's waiting on BG. They waiting on BG
to like accumulate.
I guess to say yes or no. But BG, like, come on now, let's do this. Let's get this. I swear to God, I'll be there. I'ma be there.
How would that work? Would they play like only Hot Boys and shit, or would Wayne have to get a set too?
I feel like everybody would have to get their like hottest songs off.
Yeah, because Juvenile just did the Tiny Desk thing.
I would so, say so we got, you know, you would have to let Juvenile do his shit. You would have to let BG do his shit. You would have to let a lot of people.
Manny and Birdman got shit. Fresh as our turn,
shit.
Baby.
Niggas got shit now. Niggas got shit. I'm ready for it. I'll be there.
That'll be fire.
Drop it like, so I'll be there.
I just don't see it happening because just all of our like hip hop groups.
Don't put no bad energy on it.
Too. We ain't seen it. Like I'm just saying. Like
we saw the picture. They took a picture together.
And then they could add currency.
They said they took a picture together.
They would never. They're not gonna do that. Shout out to Spitta. Shout out to my guy.
Damn. Okay. Shout out to Mac Rain. Shout out to whole all Cash Money, all Young Money, all everybody. I want to see the tour. I ain't gonna lie to you.
But they bring out Drake.
Bro, if they put everybody on the fuck, bro, come on, listen now. That shit would be a fucking amazing concert.
I think that could be the Southern version of the Super Bowl.
If Cash Money, Young Money did a reunion tour and then put Nicki, Drake,
Tyga,
put Tyga. Come on now, keep naming them. Mac Maine, put goddamn
Gutta Gutta, Corey Guns,
Gutta Gutta, put like all of Cash Money and Young Money on the fucking tour.
All them niggas want money, and all them niggas ain't gonna get it.
Definitely have to leave Cash Money like open, and then Young Money like finish the. I mean, no, Young Money open, Cash Money finish the fucking show off.
Drake is an opener.
He's gonna have to be at this point.
I mean, damn. I mean.
Young Money, Cash Money.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
It'll be tough to get that. I'm rooting for it, but I just see it being tough.
I mean, I feel like he would be like one of the last of the.
They just got to play.
It would be Drake and then boom, Wayne will pop out after.
Nah, let's be real. It's going to be like a 2 or 3 day event. Think about it.
Yeah, it has to be a festival. It has to be a festival. Yeah, it has to be a festival. Like, and in this way, you know what I mean? Drake can have a day.
Rebirth the podcast.
Birdman, holla at us.
I don't think Birdman need us to get that.
Slim. Fuck Birdman. Slim.
We can be the official podcast.
We out here. We just want to be the official media for the fucking shit.
However y'all do it.
If y'all should ever, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to go regardless, so.
That would be fine. I ain't going to lie. That would be fine. I just never seen reunion shows go well.
It's gonna be some, you know, it's gonna be some external, internal.
And that's why it's like, ugh.
That's gonna even be even better.
It's like, back to what we was talking about, like, black people exploiting other black people.
But no, we just want a good fucking show. If you niggas get the beefing behind stage, that's y'all business.
Just don't do that on stage.
Yeah, like just get over your set, get past your set.
I just want to hear back that ass up, slow motion. I mean, go DJ.
And
y'all handle what y'all handle in the back. We ain't got to know.
We need that big.
But that's going to happen. You see, like, this is what's going to happen. The first date, fire. And then behind the scenes shit going to start coming out. Birdman gets into it with Juvenile. And we're going to have the footage when we're not supposed to have the fucking footage.
I don't feel like they would get into it. They're old as shit. Let's keep high hopes.
I'm hoping for it.
We hoping praying. For it. We hoping and praying for this shit.
Hoping and praying.
No cap, because I'm going to be there. Pay my ticket in full.
I got to see that picture, though. I didn't see the picture.
You didn't see it?
I wasn't.
I have motion like back in the 80s.
I didn't see the picture.
You're not familiar with my game?
No, I wasn't.
I mean, I probably can't even pull it up at this point.
I would say you ain't got to.
I think it's on Birdman page, though.
Check that out. Oh, speaking of the South, speaking of experiences in the South, that Freaknik documentary is coming out March 21st. I didn't know Jermaine Dupri was behind that shit. He's would the producer.
Would be Jermaine Dupri.
That was actually surprising. Atlanta.
I mean, shit. That nigga was outside for Freaknik.
Yeah, he Atlanta like a motherfucker. Yeah. People don't really put respect on his name.
So
like
Atlanta.
That.
You heard? You said what I did?
I seen what you did there.
So Atlanta. Shout out to the Freaknik documentary. Do you feel like have your parents visited like Atlanta around that time?
My parents Caribbean as fuck, fam. Like we was talking about Carnival, you know, in Trinidad. That's what's going on right now as well. That's like
that shit gets wild too.
It get wild, but it's more of a culture thing out there. Like Labor Day, Carnival parades. I can't really explain it because I ain't never been. Freaknik. Seems like the reason why I ended was because niggas wasn't prepared for that type shit.
Like, I feel like we could definitely get into Freaknik type of activities while we're out here. It could definitely go either Freaknik or, you know, like, it could get raunchy.
And for Mardi Gras?
Yeah. Certainly. Real Y'all quick. Ain't ready to see no titties? Niggas got quiet when I said titties.
Love some titties. God allowed some titties.
But real quick, they were trying to stop that documentary.
That's what I'm saying.
And, the elite blacks was trying to stop it because they was in there freaking.
The elite blacks.
Yeah, you remember?
I remember. Like, it was supposed to come out like last year or some shit.
I'm ready to see it.
And it's on Hulu.
Ooh.
So I think they cut it down.
That's why I was surprised Jermaine Dupri was a part of it, because they tried to stop it. They legit, like, it was talk. Remember, it was talked about for like a week on social media. Uh-huh. Shit died down. Apparently, it's not coming out. And then a year later,
it comes
out. It's back.
Well, hold on. If y'all are mad that y'all may be or may not be on film, you should have did it. You should have been there. What a time to
I
be
agree,
alive.
But years later, when back in that era, you don't think cameras and shit gonna be online. You don't even know what online is, because that shit wasn't a thing back then.
Tell your own truth. You knew what was coming out.
Whatever, they probably got judges in that motherfucking senators.
Y'all heard about part two, right?
They said Diddy was in it.
The Capitol Beach Party?
Right, they should have had camera. They had plenty of cameras down there. Them hoes knew it was cameras out there, cause niggas had the whole camera in them hoes.
I was about to say they had the handheld.
How
shit.
You didn't know it was no cameras?
You couldn't even conceal that.
You mean you're twerking? Niggas said this, and you did. It was. You mean like now you're mad?
But you know, back then they had like tape recorded cameras. Like they had to put the film in.
Nah, right. Facts. They had to rewind that more. I just don't think people it could. Just like how we didn't expect these fucking Apple Vision.
But
we
you don't love that shit, nigga.
But I wouldn't expect it if 20 years ago you told me, hey, you wear this shit. Now, anytime 15 years later, there's going to be a documentary of you butt-ass naked with this
Who
shit wearing.
Who the fuck is holding on to 20-year-old VHSs and saying, you know what?
For this reason, to expose niggas.
I got plenty of freak nick motherfucking footage. I'm about to leak this
shit. It probably
shit.
Was JD the whole time. Nigga
I'm
had
about
the
to
whole
set
shit.
This shit the fuck off. Who? What person? Now that I'm thinking about it, you're right. This is weird. Who's just holding on to this shit?
And think about what Trill said. He says was on tapes. You had to convert it.
Yeah, you had to do a lot. You had to do a lot to get that on
it. It ain't just easy to get that shit on a computer.
Yeah, you did a lot, boss.
I was about to say, I actually got a website for that. You can convert VHSs to digital.
They did
you can resell VHSs. They go for a lot of money right now nowadays.
Hey, say less. I got a bunch of them motherfuckers.
Shout out
to
Braggadocious Network. Y'all heard it here first, nigga. We starting flipping VHSs next week.
Shit, I'm glad. I ain't know.
Who
I got a lot.
That Lion King.
I got a lot.
Got that Lion King and that Little Mermaid on dick for y'all motherfucking ass. Yeah, but shout out to what were we talking about?
Freak, we was shouting out Freak Nick.
Freak Nick. That was in Atlanta. Ain't
Killer Mike from Atlanta.
Right, that's what
Killer Mike definitely from Atlanta.
I'm about to say that. That's why I had to look at you to make sure. I didn't want to say, because is the nigga from Atlanta?
Shout out to Killer Mike, man.
Shout out to Killer Mike. Shout out to that Grammy. Shout out to them three Grammys, right? He won three.
He swept. Shout out to Run the Jewels, you know what I mean? A lot of people, were you familiar with his game prior to the wins?
Still not familiar.
I think that was the main thing behind the quote-unquote criticism. Everybody that he was against are like household names, you know what I mean? Nas, Travis Scott, Drake, and I say Drake, you can't put 21 Savage there yet. But
was Drake nominated?
For the whole Lost album.
Oh, wow.
But I think that was because it was Drake and 21, because Drake don't submit his shit to the Grammys no more.
Okay.
Metro Boomin.
Who and then Killer Mike. Who works up there at the Grammys? Like, who does their job? I feel like I need an application.
To vote?
Yeah, like to be like a person on the...
So to be able to vote or be on a Grammy board, you have to have been nominated for one. Kane could be on there. You have to have been nominated or have won a Grammy before. But it's still a process to become a voter.
Okay.
But that's the thing. We don't know who these motherfuckers are.
Right.
It's like a secret.
It's like an anonymous fucking...
Parks won a Grammy. He could vote. He voted for SZA. He said on the phone. Oh, he voted? See, that's how it goes.
He voted for SZA? And then I watched... The Grammys were so boring.
The Grammy is like mail-in votes, it seemed like. You know what I mean? You could kind of fuck with them shits.
The same people were winning the whole time. It just was not giving. It really wasn't. But shout out to Killer Mike. I mean, I'm not familiar with your game, but if you won, I feel like... When, right?
He a really good album. I just think.
Did you listen to it?
I did. Michael, I heard the album. Yeah, it's the song that won the shit with Andre Future. Shit, fire. Andre 3000, that shit is like.
I don't never see me nothing.
Shit is hard. Like, it's just his music is. In the streaming age, his music isn't for streaming. It didn't sell that many records, but in terms of back to front, really good music, it's up there. Which the Grammys don't always vote for. That's why I was surprised he won. Like
shout out to, because sometimes they get it right.
Sometimes they get it right, but they get it wrong a lot of the times.
Shout out to Jay-Z. So do you feel like, in your opinion, the Grammys got it right with giving Killer Mike album rap album of the year?
I don't know if they got it right in this aspect. I'm not saying they got it wrong. I'm just, we don't really know the scale they grade on based on their past.
So you can't just, I need the application. Because I feel like it's a bunch of motherfuckers going in there with their opinion and was like, nah, nigga, I'm voting this way. Like, I feel like this, or I feel like this, or I feel like this. With no actual merit or
just like Jay said, it's subjective. It's music at the end of the day.
Fine.
I am happy Killer Mike won because he's a veteran in like just rap music. You know what I mean? He's part of Dungeon Family.
Did he get out of jail? Because he went to jail like that night of for some warrants.
I don't understand. I still don't know what he went to jail for.
Warrants, I heard.
Warrants?
I think my cousin told
me. I don't know. I mean, he got to be out of jail now. Ain't no way Mike's still in jail. Of course.
He put his hands on the security guard before he went into the Grammys.
And I heard that too. I heard it was like an altercation.
Assault?
It was like he got charged with like a citizen's arrest.
So there weren't even real cops that took him?
It was real.
Oh, they held him for the cops.
Yeah, like
that's some hating ass shit. Or like that's some hating ass shit. Don't hold me before I can get arrested, bro. Like,
yeah, because I'm a citizen too. We gonna citizens arrest each other. We gonna be arresting each other around here.
Then it's my word against your word. I did some shit, and you gotta prove it.
Yeah, nah. We're not. Don't hold me. Don't touch me. Matter of fact, damn. Just I'm a citizen as well. Don't citizen arrest me. But shout out Jay-Z out. Like the nigga's free, right? Shout out to Killer Mike.
Shout out to him for the way he like gracefully responded to the criticism, you know, because streamers and shit, whereas Kai specifically, he's a young nigga. He don't know Killer Mike. A lot of people don't know Killer Mike, but you know he.
I'm not old, but shit, I don't.
He makes a specific type of music.
Y'all remember when he came out with a Big Boy? I'm on that kryptonite.
What? You know what I mean? Hell yeah. Classic.
That's when he came out.
I'm on that kryptonite. Because he Dungeon Family. I mean, he Atlanta, like, grassroots artist. But I appreciate how he responded to the criticism that people were saying, yo, he shouldn't have won. He was just like, hey, shout out to y'all young niggas. I understand it's y'all time now, but I still won. Bitch.
And then I feel like it's well-deserved, too. Like, shit. The nigga been putting in work for a long time.
Nah, he came out before that time. Y'all remember that song when he had that song, All Day I Dream About, All Day I Dream About.
I do remember this song.
Something. Y'all don't know that.
That's way before Kryptonite. That's way before Kryptonite.
I remember that a little bit.
That was around the time when he came, like when Outkast was blowing up Dungeon Family. Like that's. Future was part of Dungeon Family. I forgot about that shit. Like that's crazy.
Shout out to Killer Mike. Future.
Future was part of like
Dungeon Future has family. Been outside. You forget how old Future is.
They used to call him Meathead. Ain't that funny?
You forget how old that nigga's about 50 himself. That nigga been outside.
He at least 40.
Mm-hmm. At least 45.
Shout out to the winners. Shout out to all the Grammy winners.
Shout out to all the winners. So what was going on with Michael Jackson's music, his catalog?
So Sony Music purchased half of his catalog, which includes, you know, shit that he owned that wasn't his own music, for $1.2 billion. And, you know, of course, the internet exists now. People were in the comments, yo, his family, his estate is dumb as hell. They could have made more than that in 5 years. I'm just like, bro, if you're going to sell this shit at a certain point, you got to get the money they're giving you. Like, and it's only half. But I do understand, too. Maybe they weren't getting the money that they could have got for it. That's why they decided to sell it.
Who's really streaming that MJ?
Everybody's streaming that shit.
You listen to Lil Michael Jackson every day?
Not every day, but
thank you.
But
the lady in my life,
people is listening
Rock
to Mike.
The world, remember the motherfucking time.
And it ain't just not just streams songs though. By Michael Jackson does not mean that you listen to Michael Jackson and stream his music.
It's just not
every
streams
day.
Though. It's more than just the streams. It's the actual catalog. That means you could put it in. You have the masters. You could put it in TV shows, in movies,
okay.
Commercials.
I see where we're going with that.
It's the physical copy of like, yo, I own the rights to this file. I want to put that shit in this new Jurassic Park commercial to Sony Music.
Okay. So what is who runs Sony? Who run that shit?
White people.
The PS5.
There's that.
But real quick, I got a question. Is it for a certain amount of time?
Those specifics never come out. I don't know. If it is, that's A good lick, you know, nigga.
You know, sometimes they do them so deals and they get it back.
Having a lot of money or something. $1.2 billion. I feel like Beyonce or Jay-Z got that shit. Nigga.
But they're not trying to give it to Mike family right now. Fine. I'll take a $1.2 billion for half. Half?
Y'all niggas got to do better, bro.
Half?
We didn't let Michael Jackson half of his catalog go over here to these white folks.
Sony Music.
Oh, look. Somebody's going to need white.
But, that's the owner.
But think about it. They probably still get money off the Jackson 5 and Janet.
They getting hella good money.
How you doing? Very good.
They make it's half. And then, like I said, it was, you know, it's like people buy rights to other people. Like Shaq owns Marilyn Monroe's rights. Like you can own people's rights. Shaq talks about it. He says this shit all the time. He owns like her likeness. They can't put nothing out about Marilyn Monroe without Shaq clearing that shit. Cause he purchased it. He purchased it. Like, that's how the shit goes nowadays. So why not give half and get a B?
No way, you're right, because Michael owned the Beatles.
How did that even go up for grabs?
It's like, after 30 years, your shit is open to the public. It's like Disney and shit. Like, certain... So, perfectly, Sony is one of those companies with movies. So, like, they owned X-Men early on. So, that's why Marvel couldn't put out any X-Men, because Disney owns Marvel.
Okay.
Sony had the rights to them. Now, it got sold back to the company that... gave it to him early, so now they can use it themselves. It's a smart deal to me. Fuck it. Give me 1.2.
Yeah.
A B.
I ain't gonna lie to you. But the fact that they just gave off this, like, it's Michael Jackson. It's MJ. The greatest.
They had a buyer.
The king of pop.
They had a buyer.
They needed the money.
I don't think they needed it, but they had a fucking buyer.
Hey, quick question. Who bigger, Michael or the Beatles?
Michael. Well, I'm going to say Michael, but Beatles may be bigger internationally. I was watching Powerpuff Girls.
That nigga Michael is crazy.
I was watching Powerpuff Girls. Y'all remember Powerpuff Girls, the show?
Yes.
Do y'all know how musically related that show was? Just without even, as a kid, we wasn't going to know. That intro, the, that's a James Brown sample sped up. But getting off of that, they had an episode where they were talking about the Beat-Ems or some shit, where it was all of the fucking bad villains, Mojo Jojo, him, Mojo, the princess, Mojo, okay. And they was calling them the Beat-Ems or something, but they were playing like rendition of Beatles music, and they were relating to them as like, oh, that band, like, we don't care about that band, they're just, and then you look at it as an adult, you're like, oh shit, they were talking about the Beatles. They couldn't say the Beatles because they didn't own the rights.
Honestly, I really do feel like Michael Jackson is still bigger than the Beatles.
Niggas wasn't passing out watching the Beatles. At least I didn't see footage of that shit.
I've never seen that.
Grown man crying.
You hear me?
I ain't never seen it. And I'm going with Michael because he's black. Fuck that.
Especially when he first was born.
he was black when he died.
Right.
Fuck it.
Same difference.
Just had vitiligo.
We're going to get into the question segment of the podcast. There's nobody here to answer this shit, though.
We got people to talk to.
I say this nigga, you from New Orleans, or Louisiana at least, right? Come on, Nino. I need to know myself.
Let's get some applause. Let's get some applause for Nino pulling up.
Big Nino.
Hey.
Not the nigga from New Jack City, but you know.
You got Louisiana related questions?
I do. Yeah. It's a Louisiana related question. It is a this culture related question.
All right. No, I'm just trying to see because
NBA in the background.
Yeah, it's the this is not long enough.
No, it's cool. I can just sit like this. It's all good.
You got it?
Yeah, it's cool.
All right. Bear with us while I ask you, what is the difference between Creole and Cajun? What's the difference there?
Really the difference, bro. One is black and one is white. That's basically what one is black and one is white. Creole is black, Cajun is white.
Okay.
So it's hard to decipher because, you know, they kind of cook the same.
But it's the Cajun or the Creole way.
Yeah.
It's either black people or white people.
Yeah, basically.
Boom.
So they put soul into one. But they, I ain't going to lie, Cajun food be pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Because white people made it trying to act like us. I don't know. Who came first?
One is
the Cajuns. It's the Cajuns that came from Canada, basically.
They came
because they
and Creole, like French, really inspired.
The
too?
French people came first.
That's like the Louisiana.
They just said it. They just answered the question.
The Louisiana Purchase was land from
France. You hear me? I know my history.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. Okay. You kind of right too. You kind of right.
Yeah.
But Canada, like, what? That's why, like, they got Quebec and like French Creole related like town names. Because
the
in Canada.
It's the Acadians.
Oh, okay.
You gotta think about it. The Acadians came from Canada. Then they came all the way to Louisiana. Then they became Cajuns.
Cajuns. Ah, okay. Got it, got it.
Because when you go that way to like Lafayette, Lake Charles area.
In the swamps.
Yeah, they call it the Acadian area.
Mm. Where they put the potato salad in the gumbo. Yeah.
Kind of, sort of. You could say that. Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, because out here, like right here in New Orleans, I've never seen a person do that. But apparently.
I ain't going to front. That sound not bad.
Man, apparently, it's a substitute. It's a substitute.
Is it like, is it kind of like how ramen has like the egg, but it's like complete in there, or is it mixed in?
No, it's not. Because gumbo and ramen are two different things.
It's still liquid.
Nah, they don't put the egg.
It's not liquid.
Yeah, they don't put the egg. They don't.
I'm saying it's liquid. It's a liquid. Like it's a.
He's
soup.
Trying to make yaki mean gumbo, but that's
it's
a soup. Two different things.
Yeah, it's a soup.
I'm not comparing. I'm just saying it's a liquid form.
But you saying, do they put eggs in the gumbo like they do with the ramen? That's what
you're
not an
egg. I'm trying to say like the consistency. You know when there's an egg in ramen, it's like it's not like sinking to the bottom. It's sitting at the top perfectly.
Yeah.
Man, pretty. Is that like how the potatoes, like, is it like boop, like a clump, or is it mixed around?
Do they dollop the potato salad?
Because if it's a clump, that shit might be fire. That shit might be fire.
Nah, man, is it a dollop of potato salad on the gumbo?
I'm just saying. Yeah. That shit sound fire to me.
Yeah, it worked. The eggs part, I don't know what you're talking about.
This is eggs
I'm
and potatoes.
I'm about to go figure this shit out
but
right
eggs
now.
Eggs and potatoes.
I'm about
no.
to go in any restaurant and ask them, like, hey,
but you
really
could do
quickly.
That. You can substitute it.
Can I substitute the rice for the potato salad, please?
Yeah, you can substitute
and they're going to be like, bitch, you're real.
I want the rice still, too, though. I ain't going to lie. I want rice still, too.
You can substitute it. I'm just saying, that's how I was taught, bro. I'm just saying.
That's fine, Nino. If your family eats the potato salad in the gumbo, then that's
yeah,
because
sometimes, bro, if we ain't got no rice, we just got work we work with.
I was about to say, that sounds like some shit where you had to make it work.
That's more ingredients than rice when you make potato salad.
Shit.
It's literally potatoes, mustard, eggs, relish. Like, it's more shit.
I ain't putting mustard in my potato salad.
My mama got lazy one time. Shit, she was like, fuck all that. We just going to put some potatoes.
Potato salad, you putting mustard every time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's not going to be yellow.
Y'all putting mustard?
Or it's not going to be yellow. What color is your potato salad, nigga? Yo, okay. On that note.
I'm Caribbean, my guys.
On that note, this is episode 32 of Rebirth the Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck with that potato salad in the gumbo.
Nastiness.
Y'all niggas ain't on it, man.
It's pretty good, man.
Hold up. Time the fuck out. Y'all niggas was grubbing on my people food at the motherfucking cook-off.
Arroz con pollo.
That ain't no motherfucking... No, I'm talking about the chefs. That ain't no American shit.
When I was there. I was there?
Now they making that shit.
Oxtail is not American shit?
Nope.
I beg to differ.
Nah, it's
not. You want to check Google?
It's not. I heard it's not. No.
So you mean to tell me my ancestors wasn't out there cooking up no oxtails? My people.
Not really.
Wow. I hate to believe that. I'm not going to believe it as well. We gonna agree to disagree. We're going to do our research.
Where do oxtails come from, though? That's a curious.
I don't even know where they come from.
Where they come
it's cows.
From? It's cows.
Yeah, it is a cow. It's a cow.
All right, now I believe Riri now.
Thank you. What
no.
the fuck?
It's not an
I believe Riri.
We been making oxtails, nigga. Are you dead ass?
I believe Riri. I believe.
Y'all just put a little jerk sauce on y'all oxtails.
I don't even think it's the cow. I don't even think it's the tail. Yeah, I think it's like a different part.
I don't know.
It has to be. It has the little bone on it in the middle of it.
Hey, did y'all hear about like the oxtails actually being kangaroo tails?
Yeah, that's why.
Y'all never had
too.
Kangaroo meat?
Yeah, y'all never had that?
Never heard of it.
I never had it either.
That shit, all
right. As long as you season it right, baby. I don't give a fuck what it is. And if it's falling off that bone, you got me.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Little brown gravy. You heard me? That Holy Trinity. Get you some onions. Little bell pepper, little celery in there.
That's crazy.
Lord Jesus.
Let that gravy be the right consistency, baby. You got me.
You start Googling shit, they tell you everything but the real answer. This shit tell me China. This shit tell me everything. Bro.
That's the only questions you have for me?
That was it. We appreciate you for coming and joining us and answering these questions from us from where are you from originally?
I am from Eunice, Louisiana.
Niggas don't even know what is it.
No, people don't know what that's at. It's a small town.
I barely
know. They put potato salad in gumbo. That's what I'm saying.
I ain't hating on that. That sound good.
That's what I'm saying.
That sound good. I ain't going
to
lie.
You had to pass through Eunice to get here.
Yeah, you had to. It's right there when the exit say the Eunice Crowley exit. That's it right there.
Mm. All right, y'all. Well, we have an expert here that says that potato salad does go in gumbo. I'm going to go do my own research.
I say it could.
Are
it
you Creole could. Or are you Cajun?
Who, me?
He's black.
Yeah, I'm Creole, man.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
My mama maiden name is Guillory. Everybody know that. Everybody know that's a Creole last name. So,
my last name Murray.
I think so. It's the same.
I ain't telling y'all niggas my last name.
Yeah, just change it.
My last name is Jackson.
You gotta make it New Orleans. Noelle.
Yeah, man, I'm related to
the Guillories. What's going on here? Noelle.
The Guillories, what's their last name? The Kogos.
Okay, well, do your ancestry.com next week.
All them niggas. All them
we
niggas.
Appreciate that.
Just know that. I'm Creole. Let's just say that.
Okay, well, he Creole, and we appreciate all you right, for coming on. Nino, spelled N-I-N-E-A-U-X.
Nah, I changed it. It's regular now. It's Nino.
See what I'm saying? I just got my shit. I spelled that right, too.
You did.
And I just got my shit.
You got
shit
it right. That's not that something easy to spell.
Dog.
Every time I try to text him, I got to figure out. Is the A before the E?
I changed it. My bad.
I told him not to change it.
Oh, my bad. I had to change it. I'm going through a different phase right now, so.
Okay, well, Nino.
Yeah, Nino. Regular Nino like Nino Brown.
Make sure y'all follow him on Instagram. Make sure that y'all follow Rebirth the Podcast on Instagram. Make sure that y'all follow Crack in the 80s Podcast. 2 Year High on Instagram. Raggedocious Goddamn Me Network. The Sneaker Peddler on Instagram as well at Peddler's Avenue 504. Y'all make sure that y'all pull up. Get y'all sneakers. Tell them Rebirth the Podcast sent you. This is episode 32. Do what you wanna.
Hey.
I'm about to go outside and second line.
You about to do what you want already. You about to go do what you want.
I'm ace. And I'm not about to put no motherfucking potato salad in no goddamn gumbo.
I might try it.
She's going to reach me.
That's not what I'm doing.
She's going to.
I bet you I don't do that.
She's going to make this out, bro, every time.
I'm not going to do that. That won't be the one thing that I do.
That sounds good. I ain't going to lie.
You keep saying that.